One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Hey, hey, hey guys. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you've had a wonderful week and a wonderful month already. I know we are sort of in the middle of November now and 2020 is almost done, thank the Lord. It's actually been a rough year for a lot of people, including myself. And yeah, I'm sort of ready for this year to be done. Can't lie to you. Although it has been a good learning curve, I'm actually ready for it to be done. But yeah, I hope you guys are all well. This is sort of a different episode, I'm not gonna lie. It's something that I've wanted to do for a bit now, and obviously this podcast is called What We Want to Say But Don't, and there's a few things that I really wanted to say without sounding too corny. But yeah, I really, really do hope that everyone's keeping safe during this time, physically, mentally, spiritually, all of the above. Like, honestly, it's been a mind battle. But yeah, I hope that whatever I share in this episode, someone can sort of relate, or it can help somebody just as it helped me planning it. So I know that a lot of us are aware of what has been going on around the world. We have access to the news, social media, like everything. So we get updates on what happens daily. And recently, or maybe not so recently, but this year, a lot of things which have been happening behind closed doors has come to light. NSARS, which was protesting against police brutality in Nigeria. Prior to that, throughout the year, there's been police brutality in America, in the United States of America, and literally protests across the globe in ending police brutality and just social injustice, political injustice. Like, a lot has been going on this year, I can't lie. These things have been going on for years, but it has mainly been this year where a lot of things have resurfaced. A lot of videos have been put out, quite graphic scenery of what's been going on and what's been happening. And I can't lie to you, like, seeing this all over my Instagram feed was genuinely toxic. Toxic in a sense that there's just so much hate being spread across. And I know it's being shared to raise an awareness and to hopefully let people know what's going on, educate people. Well, not really educating through social media, but creating that awareness and basically a cry for help, you know, to countries that can help out and whatnot. I don't know about you guys, but literally seeing NSARS posts everywhere was just so depressing. It was just really upsetting seeing images of people who had been abused, tortured, or people crying, blood. Like, it was just really, really upsetting, and I couldn't take it. I was like, I don't give a heck, I'm done. Like, I'm actually done with this app. It was just a lot to take in. Like, I don't know if anyone else was going through that, but I just thought, nah man, like, this is a lot for me. Like, it's actually a lot. And it sort of led me to go on a social media break for a bit. I mean, to be honest, my main source of social media is actually Instagram. I don't use Twitter at all. I have an account, but I don't use it. Snapchat I'm rarely on, so like, Instagram is my main source. And that was just becoming, it was a headache and it was painful for me to watch. It was very, very painful. I was just like, why is there so much hate in this world? And I know this is only a small spectrum of what is actually going on. There's a lot of things going on in the world that are completely crazy. For example, in many developing countries, women would suffer from sexual violence still and are often voiceless. You know, the woman is usually not looked down upon. I know we say feminism 2020, but let us not lie, that is mainly in the developed countries, the countries where there are equal human rights, where we all have a voice, not just, you know, not just men having a voice, or even if it's a cultural thing or a religious, a country which is ruled by a religion, it may be frowned upon if the woman was to talk, you know. So countries like my own country, Sierra Leone, are still recovering from a civil war which lasted about a decade, and they've not fully recovered yet. Obviously, having experienced Ebola and diseases, it's not fully restored back to its position before the disease. And other countries like Yemen, Congo, South Africa, loads of things going on where there's been wars or conflicts and they're still struggling to recover. Like, there's so much going on around the world. It really just, like, it got to a point where I felt helpless. I felt like, what can I actually do being here in the UK? What can I do to help them over there? You're thinking, what is the point in all of this? How long are we going to have to suffer seeing this happen to our fellow brothers and sisters? Like, some of our family members are back at home, and some, you know, kids are growing up in these environments. This is what the new generation is being introduced to, a world full of hate and wickedness. Like, it's just crazy. And when you think about it, sometimes you think, okay, like, when is this world going to improve? Or it's improved a little bit. Like, when we look at the events that happened years ago, you would say that not much has actually improved. It's just evolved a lot, in a sense where it's evolved in different forms. Like, laws have been put in place which will favour a particular group, but it may compromise the position of others. So let's say, for example, in the UK, the tax system, right? We have a progressive tax system. And for those who don't know what that means, it's that depending on the amount of income you earn, you get paid more tax. But the thing with this type of system is that a particular group of people are favoured. Naturally, that's just how it's going to be, because there's a tax bracket where it's 40% consistently, but those who are at the top of that will essentially be able to feel the effect of the 40% but not be impacted too much. But those who are at the bottom, it's like a big cut to their pay. To be honest, this argument has been like consistent for a number of years, so I'm not going to go too much into it, but that's just an example of, you know, favoring a particular group of people. But if we're talking more so in like a developing country, for example, the education or healthcare, we can say that there needs to be more schools or more healthcare centers. But if those who are in real need of these cannot access them, what's the point? As in, is education going to be free, or is it going to be at a cheaper rate for those who can't afford it? Or, you know, just making sure there's equal rights for everyone. Because the thing is, before whatever we are, right, whatever we choose to let define us, whether we're black, whether we're female, whatever you choose to define yourself as, before being black, we are first and foremost human, which means as human, we all have rights. Like, we all have a certain level of respect and dignity, and I don't know, whatever else you want to describe it, that should be upheld. Does that make sense? And I'm just tired of people being treated like they're not human. That's generally what it is. I'm tired of it, and I really wanted to do something to help. I just wanted to give a cheeky FYI, guys, that I'm not ranting. I promise you, I'm not ranting. I'm just letting you know what has sort of been going through my head for the last couple of weeks. And the reason why I say I'm not ranting is because I have provided solutions. So don't worry about it. I'm not just like trying to say that I'm tired. Look, I've given up, thrown in the towel. Like, it's not that. Literally just giving you an insight as to what was going on in my head. So yeah, like, I just felt like everything was a trend, and even the way that social media sort of tried to cover up certain things, and people who are in a position of power and authority are able to abuse this power for a number of years now, it's just tiring and sickening, to be fair. So yeah, that was starting to get to me during this time of me being in my feelings and emotions. I was lucky enough, and I'm super grateful for my friends, but I thank God that I had friends who were checking up on me during that time. There was one day where my friend, literally, I was going through it, like, you know when everything just hits you at once, she literally just called me and was like, Denise, do you want to meet up or do you want to go out? And I was like, yeah, let's do it, man. Like, I'm tired of being inside, like, this is too much. And we were literally, like, that day, everything had just hit me so heavy that I was just like, you know when you just feel like you don't know what to do and someone just comes to save you? That's literally how I felt. And knowing that I wasn't the only person going through what I was going through, it didn't necessarily make me feel better, but I had the comfort of knowing that I'm not alone in what I'm feeling. And I think that that helps all the more, to be honest. So in saying all of this, I thought, not gonna lie, I'm not gonna sit here and be upset for months, years or whatever, because we can all sit here and be like, 2020 has been a mad year and that's it, like, I'm done. I'm gonna stop planning for the future. I'm literally just gonna live each day as it comes and this, that and the other. But realistically, guys, life is still going on, and we still have an end goal. Nothing is complete until the trumpets, the trumpet sound, there we go. So I literally took some time out to figure out how I was gonna get through this, or how we were gonna get through this. A few things that have helped me and have been helping me or encouraging me has been to educate yourself. Number one, educate yourself. Once I was aware of what was going on and I decided to take a break from Instagram and whatnot, I decided to go and read up about not only the NSARS movement, not only what's going on in Nigeria, but reading about what had been going on around the world, whether it be injustice in a social form, political form, whatever it is. I decided to read up about it and just look at the things that could be done. With that information of what I learned, I shared it with those around me, I shared it with others, because knowledge is not to be kept to ourselves, and you find that people are more receptive to when you've learned something and you share it with them than sending them so many links and petitions to sign and this, that and the other. And that's not to say that we shouldn't send these petitions, we shouldn't send links out, that's not what I'm trying to say, but once you have educated yourself and digested that information and come up with a solution, share that with someone else, because they could be going through the exact same thing that you are, suffering. They don't know how to digest the information. They don't know where to start looking. They don't know who to talk to. But you being that point of contact, you being that person who has educated yourself, you are now looking at it from a different outlook. You're now able to share your knowledge with each other and do something about it collectively. So first and foremost, I would definitely say educate yourselves, because no one wants to hear anything from a point of ignorance, and no one also wants to be bombarded with too much information. It's hard to digest as well that way. Secondly, I cannot stress this enough, because I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to you guys, but use your voice. Like, God has divinely given us a voice as humans to speak out, to use our voice to share the gospel, to share hope. And for those of you that are not Christians, encourage others, talk to people, like share light, share hope. Whether you're a Christian or not, there's one thing which remains the what's the word, the driving factor of humanity, and that's love. All these things that are going on is hatred, man. Like, the fact that you can be in a point of power and manipulate others, use your power to abuse others who are in a lesser position than you are, that's hatred. Like, you can't tell me you love the other person and you treat them like there's something at the bottom of your shoe, or even worse, like you're able to end somebody's life. That cannot be love. Love is not there to be able to do that, unless obviously, you know, it's Abraham and Isaac in the Bible, you know, willing to kill his son. But that was because of God, you know, that was God. So please don't come and say that Denise sent you. But honestly, use your voice. God has given us a voice. This is not the time to be quiet. And use your platform as well. Use your platform or your position to be able to speak out and encourage other people to share that love with other people, because you can be comforting yourself. You can grow by yourself, but another person might need that word from you. And as Christians, it is our duty and responsibility to share this light, to share this love with other people. So now of all times, I'm not saying you should, you know, fight and be violent and shout and be loud and harsh about it. Literally, if it is just in a conversation, I know not everyone is outspoken and not everyone can be the most vocal or the loudest person in a room, but with the voice that you do have, it is important to share that, even if it's with one person or, you know, the few people, your circle. It doesn't have to be on a big microphone or platform or whatnot. And lastly, spend time in prayer. Well, if you're not someone who believes, meditate, do something. It's important to actually take time out of what's going on, talking to God, or, you know, doing whatever that will calm you down, because you've got to understand that there are a lot of things that go on in this world which are beyond our control. Like, there are spirits in this world which fight against love, hope, peace, everything. Like, there are realms which we cannot even comprehend what is going on around us. So sometimes the only thing that we can actually do is pray, other than obviously supporting movements and donating to causes and contributing to charity works around us. Like, the first thing you can start by doing is praying. It's so difficult trying to even understand or comprehend what's going on right now, and really and truly, it's only God that that can even give us hope. Not, I wouldn't even say all the answers. Obviously, God does give you answers, but you may not have the answer as to why this country is going through this, or specifically why everything is going on. And that's okay. That's actually okay. But we can live in the comfort of knowing that there is a hope and victory is going to come. Like, there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's not always dark. So that's why I say pray. That is where your strength will come from. That is where that is the time where we can speak to God and understand and have comfort in the fact that we cannot control what's going on, but we can rest in the fact that God will triumphantly bring us through. There's a scripture which came to mind, which was Ephesians 6:12, which is saying that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And the scripture goes on to say other stuff as well, but you can go check it out. There is naturally a spirit of wickedness. Where there's sin, there is wickedness, there is hatred. And the best that we can do is to remember these countries in our thoughts and our prayers. We need to develop a heart for loving other people, because where there is love, this hatred does not exist. There's another scripture, Proverbs 10:12, saying that hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin, which literally backs up what I just said. Where there is love, the hatred is not there. So in that sense, we just need to share love with other people. We need to share love wherever we go. So whether it be telling your loved ones that you love them, like that, I'm just being, do you guys get what I'm trying to say though, isn't it? Like, just know that there's a hope and continue sharing love despite what's going on around us. It's so difficult for us to share love when all you're seeing is hate. But just remaining in the strength that victory will actually come. It will come. It has to come. That's what I tell myself. Like, not even I tell myself to get through, but what else am I going to hold on to in this time? COVID is going on, taking our loved ones, taking people left, right and center. Like, no one has seen this amount of death since probably the plague. That isn't factual, by the way. I just that's just my own opinion. But yeah, there's just, it's just crazy, honestly. It's, I can't even think. And to be honest, it's not like, you know, it's uncommon. These things were said to happen in the last days, really. But I guess no one could really measure the amount of damage that was going to be done to the world. But yeah, guys, those were the things that sort of worked for me and have continuously been working for me. There are a lot of other things you can do to stay hopeful and to calm yourself during this time. But it's very important to look after yourself during this time and to encourage others. I know we have our times and seasons when we don't feel like encouraging other people, but that encouragement will come. It will definitely come. It's not something that goes away and is gone forever. It's so easy to get upset and down about these things and feel like there's no way out, but I promise you guys, there is a way out. There will be a day when this suffering ends and all this trials and tribulations, torment, suffering will go, and that day will come. So we just have to wait in anticipation for that day to come, and whilst we are getting there, love others, share love, live love, laugh, live life, all of them good things there, and to remain hopeful. But yeah, that's all I wanted to really share with you guys. I will be putting out more episodes, defo, but I just wanted to get this said. I didn't feel settled in putting out another topic without having addressed this first. So I'm glad that you guys have listened to me, and feel free to also message me to tell me how your experiences have been and how you're getting through it. I'd love to know. But yeah, I do hope you're all well and continue to stay well for the near future. This song literally gets me through whenever I feel like a sense of injustice, or I get emotional about what's going on. I literally listen to this song, so I'm gonna share it with you guys as well. Yeah, the song is lit. But yeah, have a good week, month, year, all of them things there. But yeah, see you later, guys. Bye.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon,
is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory. One day.